garage door. You're letting out all the carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Monty's Garage.
Hello there. This is Dave from Monty's Garage. How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight, as promised, I'm going to play some of my favorite songs from the year 2018. We'll see how this turns out. I don't really like doing this because, like, who cares what I like? I mean, I got bad taste. And I don't know. Well, so, but we're going to do it anyway. And I already screwed up the first song, so I had to redo this part because my first song was from 2 years ago. I'm really up on it. First off is it's a single. I'm going to be playing singles and albums and EPs. It's a single by a band called Ruler. And it's a double A side, maybe, I don't know. I'm playing the I guess, B side. It's called It's Not Saturday Night. And the A side is called Genie, Genie, Genie. It's a Japanese band. You can find it at the Bandcamp. Here is Ruler with It's Not Saturday Night. I said it before, but these songs are not going to be any kind of order of like, this one is my favorite, this one is my second favorite. No, I ain't gonna do that. I'm just gonna play songs that I liked, and I don't know, maybe I'll do my top 10. We'll see. I doubt it. Here is Walter Lure from the Dolls. It's Walter Lure in the Waldos. He's been with the Waldos for quite a while, or at least that's whenever he puts a record out. The record is called Waka Laka Loom Bop A Loo, and a real good song from it. It's called Crazy Kids.
Hey.
Waltelure and the Waldos. Next up is, let me see. I actually got to pick them out as I go. I should just follow it down the way they fall in the folder, but I don't know. I never do it that way. Here is Archie and the Bunkers. They put out an album that was okay, but I also put out an EP called Play the Damned, and I liked it a lot. It's all covers of songs by the Damned, but it's good. Here's Suicide by Archie and the Bunkers. Archie and the Bunkers. Here is, got to check, make sure this came out in 2018, because I had another one that I picked that was ready to play and found out it was 2017. Misha and the Spanx, their album's called Girls, Girls, Girls. They're from Calgary, Alberta. What song am I going to play? What did I pick? Oh. Album's good. Anyway, here. Be All Right. Here we go. Misha and the Spanx.
We'll be right back.
All right. With Misha and the Spanx, the record is called, Girls. Okay, continue with the countdown. No, it's not a countdown. Here is a band called Chiller, and they put out a 8-song EP. When does it become an EP as opposed to a mini LP as opposed to LP? I guess I could cut the time up, but I don't really feel like it. It's 8 songs on it. You can find it all at the Bandcamp. They originally were from, I think, Portland, and then they moved to Ottawa. And that's probably wrong, but they're on Dirt Cult Records. Good stuff here. This is Chiller with Heretic. Chiller. Song's called Heretic. Next up is a band called Ditches. They are from Stockholm, Sweden. And this was produced, is that right? Mixed and mastered by Jeff Burke and Mark Ryan. Of course, from the Mark Men. And it's a 4-song EP. It's called 100 Elephants. And from it is a song called Under the Sun. This is Maya's Garage. And these are some of my favorite things.
How long do we have left?
Yeah, you can hear it. Yeah, okay. That was Ditches Under the Sun with 1,000 Elephants. Did I do that right? 1,000 Elephants, yeah. Kind of a shocker. I wasn't expecting this. The Mark Men put out a record. It was really a bunch of their old stuff, and it said singles. I don't know which one were singles. But it's called On the Other Side. I got it in glorious white vinyl. And God, it's good. It, you know, if this was throwaway music, man, they come on back, guys. This is the Mark Men with She Won't Know from On the Other Hand, On the Other Side. You know, while we're on the Mark Men, the Mind Spiders put a record out. It's called Furies, and it's okay. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite records of the year. Probably not even my top 20, maybe top 30, maybe top 40. It's okay. Anyway, here's a song from it called Outside.
Yeah.
We are nuts, mind spiders. We are Devo, maybe. Okay, next up is, well, first of all, I had a song and I actually was about to ready to play it and I said, no, this song sucks, so I cut it out. I don't even want to tell you what it was. Here is something by Hakan from the record Hakan 3. This is King of Edone, or maybe Edone, because it's got a little posture on the E. Well, here it is. You know, since I played the Mark Men and it was a compilation of old stuff and they're not together anymore, I thought it'd only be fair if I also played another compilation from another great band, the Carbanas. It is, the album's called Your Moral Superior Singles, and here is Stoned to Death by the Carbanas. Listen to Marty's Garage favorites, like it matters. That was Carbanas with Stone to Death from the compilation Your Moral Superior Singles and Other Stuff. This album kind of grew on me as the year went along. I kind of ignored it. It's on Slovenry Records, which is a fantastic label, probably the label of the year in my book. Las Luis with from their debut album called Las Luis. Song's called Meet the Man. The whole record's good. Just took me a while before I realized, hey, that record's good. That was Las Luis on Slovenly Records. Next up is a band that put out one of the better records from 2017. They return with another record that is not as good, but it's up there. The band's called Dark Thoughts. This album's At Work. And here is Hate This Song. This is Marty's Garage.
I hate this song.
Dark Thoughts At Work with Hate This Song. Here's a band that kind of another one of those albums that kind of hung around all year long in the back of my mind. And I'm just going to throw it on there because, man, I got like 2 hours of fill, and I doubt I make it with all these songs. Here's Sore Points with Death of Me, from their record called Sore Points.
Well, I can tell that you're running out of time.
Yes, that is Sore Points with Death of Me. Next up is, man, this is like an anthem, this song. It really is. And it's a little confusing on who these guys are. Name of the song is Royal Dog. No, that's the name of the band. Yes. And the EP is called Cupola, I guess. And the song's called Thingy. But let me just read this. Royal Dog isn't a band. Cupola is five really short songs about anxiety and ruining your life. This is for fans of Replacements and Green Day and shit. Okay? Enjoy. Oh, man, I hope I didn't scare anybody by saying Green Day. This is Thingy by Royal Dog or Cupola, something like that. Yeah, that's Royal Dog with Thingy. EP, and it's cool, is they're out of Bloomington, Indiana, which is about 3 hours away from me. Cool town. Bubble Boys up next with a cassette called Sticky Stitch. Sticky Stitch, yeah. Here's Naked Girl by the Bubble Boys. Bubble Boys. Bubble Boys, yeah. If anybody follows my show, Marty's Garage, you know that I have a taste for glam as well as garage and punk and blues, and but I do really like the glam aspects of rock. And this year there was a few bands that I liked that had a tinge of it, and right here is Fur Dixon. If you remember her, she used to be in the Cramps, and she put out a really good record, and here from that is a song called Sugar Sweet. Oh, yeah, Fur Dixon, Sugar Sweet. Man, that is so, so sweet. Thank you, T-Rex, right? Anyway, the album's called Return to Sender, and she, former The Cramps. A little different sound there. Next up is a band out of England called The Velvet Hands, and I've been following these guys the last couple of years. They put out a few singles. This song is Everyone Is Dead, and it came from an album called, I just had it, what is it called? The Party's Over. The Velvet Hands. The Party's Over. It is. No, I'm going to keep going, though. The Velvet Hands with Everyone Is Dead. Next up is a Cincinnati band, and this is like his second or third record. Guy's named Charlie Foxtrot, and a new album's called Casual Seizure. You probably ain't gonna hear this in too many places, but here. Listen up. But the song's called yeah, I'm a real newsbreaker. The song's called Plastic. This is Charlie Foxtrot.
We'll be right back.
Cincinnati's own Charlie Foxtrot with Plastic from Casual Seizure, continuing the glam portion of the best of 2018 according to Marty's Garage. Not really. There's probably a lot more records out there that are better what I'm playing. But there's a band called the Furries. They, I believe, are from Italy, and their debut album called the Furies. And I got a couple songs here. I think I'm gonna play this one. This is Dynamite by the Furies. I think I got one more in the glam portion. If you don't like the glam portion, please fast forward. But here is a band called Barbecue Tea. The album's decent, but it's got a killer cover, and she's awesome. This is the title cut from the album, Let's Go. So let's go with Barbecue Tea.
Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying the show. This is Dave from Marty's Garage doing some of my songs that I like from last year. I think I'm saying that too much. Here is a band that really grew on me as the year progressed. The band's called the X-Bats, and their album is called I Got the Hots for Charlie Watts. Here is a song called Kill Your Boyfriend, and they got a new record coming out any day now. I'm going to go over my time limit, so you can tune out anytime you want, or you can keep going, but I'm not there yet. Next up is a band called the Soda Boys. Their record EP was called Soda Boys, and this song is called Soda Pop Band. I get it. Soda. Next up is a band called the Mark Vodka Group. It's an EP, and it's three songs from Mark's Blues. And here is a song called Everybody's Punk Now, the Mark Vodka Group.
Supposed to even know their names, I barely know mine.
There's about two or three records that if you really had to pin me down and say what was the records of the year, I had to go with this one as being one of them. I'm not going to say which one was my favorite, but this is one of them, and I'll get to the rest of them real quick. But this is the Phone Jerks with their record Phone Jerks. This song's called Go-Go Smokestack Lightning. Go from the Phone Jerks, and this probably definitely cousin of those guys, if you ask me. This is the Cavemen, who once again put out one of my favorite records of the year. This was Nuke Earth, and this song I'm going to play. I could play any of them if I wanted to, but you got to like it loud, and I do. And this is Janie.
Yeah.
got to go with these guys too. Is one of my favorites of the year. Gosh, I didn't see this album around much on the radio or anything else. Well, yeah. The band is called Fuck Yeah Dinosaur. Sorry about saying that. Maybe you should bleep me out. But the album is called Jurassic Drunks, and it is just a fun record. You can't take it serious. Maybe they are serious, but maybe not. This is Tar Pit from Dinosaurs.
Tar Pit, take one.
Probably gonna be skipping a few bands because I'm getting close to the end. I know I'm gonna go over. Sorry, but here's a band called Fried Chicken with spelled F Y R D, and chicken is spelled C H I K I N. Song is what's the album? The album called Fried Chicken Stinks, and this song is called Pizza Beer, Pizza / Beer.
Pizza.
Down to about two or three EPs that I really like, so stand by, please. Next up is a band called Puppy in the Hand Jobs. They're on Slovenly Records, and it's like a 4 or 5 song EP, man. And great songs. I mean, killer songs, fun songs, stupid songs, and this one is Trash Rock and Roll by Puppy and the Hand Jobs. Oh, Puppy, Puppy, Puppy. Listen to I Eat Abortions from that record. It's killer. Next up, I forgot these guys. This is a long player, Tommy and the Commies from Here Comes Tommy and the Commies. I know there's a lot of people like this record, and so do I. Here is from that, So Happy.
Bye.
Next up is a band called The Cat Burglars. It's a cassette. It's all covers on all punk tunes from whatever whatever year. But I'm going to play a song called Kill, Kill, Kill by The Cat Burglars. And actually, the EP is called Live at Metro. Live at the Metro, 7/4/18. And I couldn't figure out who did Kill, Kill, Kill. I said, I'm thinking maybe it was a West Coast punk band from the early 70s, or mid-70s, 80s. And so I Googled it, couldn't find it, and I went on YouTube, and I found it. The Sacred Cows. And who are the Sacred Cows? They were on the Get Smart Show. It's killer. Oh, God, is it good. Kill, Kill, Kill by The Cat Burglars.
Got one more song to play,
and I'm out of here. I only went about 10 or 15 minutes. No, probably longer than that. Over. Sorry about that. And I'm sure you're all anxiously waiting to see what song I played last. So is it my favorite song? Maybe, maybe not. Is it one of my favorite bands from the last few years? Yeah. So email me at mighty63@gmail.com and tell me what you think of the show. Give me your top 10, top 20. Although, that's not what I did. I just played a bunch of faves. Hope you like the show, and hope to see you again next week. I'm going to end it with Gino and the Goons from their EP, Get Messed Up. These guys just kick butt, man. I'm going to play a title cut from their EP, Gino and the Goons. See you guys. Take care. And listen to Trash Can Radio.